Imperial children born in the purple. In Roman times, birth in purple was a term commonly used for imperial children who could even be wrapped in purple-edged swaddling clothes. The expensive dye was employed to enhance imperial dignity. The adjective born in the purple, in Greek porphyrogenitos, derives from the porphyra, a special room lined with porphyry, purple stone, or hung with purple silk, which was built within the great palace. It became the room in which empresses delivered their children, who were all called born in the purple. This was a creative device which introduced a new title as a way of ensuring dynastic imperial authority. Irene, the Khazar princess, who became Constantine V's first wife, gave birth to a male child, named Leo after his grandfather. He was the first imperial child born in the purple chamber. Constantine V emphasized a truly imperial birth by the new qualification born in the purple, as he wished to make the office of emperor hereditary. In contrast with the Roman principle of election, in which the Senate and army both played a major part, he tried to impose the principle of dynastic inheritance from father to son. The purple chamber, which contributed to this new method of designating the heir, sidelined the senatorial aristocracy and the generals. The term porphyrogenitos was recognized in the West as a special designation, which provoked regular pressure for marriage alliances with an authentically imperial bride. Constantine VII developed an exalted notion of what it meant to be born in the purple. He condemned Leo III for choosing a Khazar princess for his son, which brought great shame to the empire of the Romans, and Romanus I for allowing his granddaughter to marry Peter of Bulgaria. Despite this contemptuous dismissal, Constantine's eldest son was married to a Western princess, Bertha.